Since taking over the party presidency in 2011, National Front leader Marine Le Pen has worked to broaden the party's appeal by erasing the footprint of her father, who has multiple convictions for racism and anti-Semitism. At the party's two-day congress in Lille in northern France, Miss Le Pen proposed the party be renamed.
I will propose to you then that National Front becomes National Rally. This name must not just be a project. It must be a rallying cry, a call to join us, launched to those who, like us, have France in their hearts, a call to all the French people, all those who come, those who are going to write a page of our country's history, along with us.
Miss Le Pen says the current name serves as a psychological barrier to the potential new members and voters. The proposal comes during a sharp rise in populism across Europe. Former White House adviser Steve Bannon, seen by many as the architect behind Donald Trump's ascent to the presidency, was invited to speak at the Congress at the request of Miss Le Pen. The former Breitbart News chairman was an early admirer of the party, whose long-standing French First motto rallied French voters for years before Mr. Trump's America First campaign. Addressing the party faithful, Mr. Bannon says this new populist movement is only just beginning.
But with Marine Le Pen and Front National and our beloved President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, we're now in the business of maximizing citizenship value. Our populist nationalist movement in the United States is maybe 10 or 15 years old. We are here to learn from you. Let them call you racist. Let them call you xenophobes. Wear it as a badge of honor, because every day we get stronger and they get weaker.
Benjamin Harnwell, founder of the Rome-based Dignitas Humani think tank, has told the BBC Mr. Bannon is at the forefront of the populist revival.
I know him. I've known him for a number of years. I've had countless conversations with him, and I've been in politics most of my life. So my evaluation is that this is one of the great geniuses, the intuitive geniuses of the 21st century in his perception on how tectonic plates of conventional politics are changing.
William Galston is a senior fellow in governance studies at the US-based Brookington Institute. He's told SBS the political centre-left has disappeared.
You can see throughout Europe, almost without exception, the collapse of centre-left political parties. There is some energy on the hard left, but in the centre-left, the traditional social democratic left, there has been a dramatic erosion of support, largely because the working-class voters who used to form the base of centre-left parties have deserted those parties for the right.
Mr. Galston says it's largely down to one thing.
There are a lot of places or regions in most European countries that have been left behind economically, if not left out entirely. A lot of that has to do with an emerging split between the cities, which are doing reasonably well, as opposed to the small towns and rural areas in most European countries, which are not. And so many of the populist parties play on those regional resentments.
Mr. Galston says with Asian countries such as India, the Philippines and Japan also moving to the political right in recent years, rising populism isn't only confined to Europe.
Wherever you see deep cultural splits and economic splits, especially when they overlap geographically, you're going to have a basis for populist movements.
So could these populist movements make a lasting impression on the world?
It's possible, but to the extent that the right actually has to take responsibility for governing, then they cease to be a protest movement, they will have to deliver results. That's not so simple. As long as they're in the minority, the opposition, looking inside from the out, then I think they will remain strong.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.